Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Proving It Plant-Based podcast. I am your host, Natalie Falco, vegan fitness trainer and health coach. You have come to the right place if you are looking for all things plant-based diet, health, fitness, strength training, building overall healthy habits for you and your lifestyle now and for your future health. So in today's episode, we are coming to you today to talk a little bit about taking a break, giving yourself permission for rest, as well as the difference of surviving versus thriving, right? And so this topic today for me is extremely relevant because if you haven't noticed, I did take a couple weeks off of the podcast. And the last episode that was put out was a little bit about my spiritual awakening, spiritual journey on a recent trip to Colombia in the mountains and the beaches of Santa Marta, Colombia. And this trip gave me the ability to truly take a step back and to slow down and to acknowledge what lights my soul up and what drains me of energy. And in my life and in what I do on my day-to-day, I am constantly reevaluating what's working, what's not working, where can I make changes, where can I make my life work for me a little bit better. And guess what? Life is always changing as it is, so we should always be taking a step back and reevaluating as well. So I took a couple weeks off of the podcast, off of guests, off of recording. And honestly, at this point in time, I feel refreshed. I feel refueled, rejuvenated to come back to something that I really love. I really love bringing you guys these episodes, whether they are solo episodes, whether they are guest experts that can tell you a little bit more about another topic. And I love it because I'm able to learn along the way as well. And so in today's episode, we're going to talk about giving yourself permission to take a break, to rest, and the difference between, you know, whether you're in a phase of life of surviving or thriving, right? And so I want to cover that a little bit first, because I think in this day and age, in our, you know, current day of social media and the pressures and the comparison around social media, putting yourself out there, or maybe you're not putting yourself out there as much. Instead, you're just kind of absorbing the content and then comparing it to your own life, which can be a little bit toxic sometimes, right? So often we see on social media, and it's important to recognize this, we see people's highlight reels. We see the best of the best. We see the one photo of the 25 that the person took, right? And it's going to be the highlight reel. So oftentimes we can look at someone from that perspective, from that lens, and think, wow, they're thriving. They must be living their best life. And, you know, they're just thriving in all areas, whether on their fitness journey, whether they are a parent or in their career, right? You know, or maybe it's like, oh, they only post travel photos. They must live a life of a digital nomad just exploring the world, right? But you don't really know that because they're only showing you their highlight reel. So as I always aim to do on this show, the reason for this podcast's existence is not just to bring you evidence-based knowledge when it comes to nutrition and fitness and a vegan plant-based diet. I also like to keep it real with you guys and kind of give you a peek into, you know, what's going on in my own journey and, you know, how it may resonate with you, it may help you. Because something that I heard recently, right, and it was kind of like a little reminder to me, was your mess is your message, And if you can share your vulnerability, and if you can help just one person, the job is done. And so I am here to kind of open up this conversation and, put the lens on the fact that life is messy and that that's okay. And to give yourself permission when life is messy to take a step back, right? And so, like I said, I learned a lot on this little sabbatical trip that I had, and I really decided that moving forward, I was, only going to be participating in things that really align with my morals, my values, what makes me feel good, right? Following that intention, because ultimately we know what feels good to us and we know what doesn't. We know when to lean in a little bit more and say yes to something, and we know when we need to take a step back. And oftentimes we look for outside validation. Oftentimes we look literally for permission from others, right? Whether it's a coach, whether it's a teacher, a mentor, a spouse, a parent even, a friend. We look for that outside reassurance basically to get permission, like to move forward. And I see this a lot because, I am in the coaching space, and it is much more than nutrition coaching. It is much more than fitness training and personal training and exercise and strength training. It's, a lot of the mindset, and it's a lot of the, decision-making, trusting your abilities, building confidence. That's also what it's all about as well. So I see a lot of parallels in my own life to my clients as well. And so yesterday was February 22nd, 2022, right? As this podcast comes out. And that is significant, right? Because there's a lot of twos in there. And so I had what I would call a great day. I had a great day because it was positive. I had some really great conversations. I had some really great coaching calls. And I just felt really inspired by the people around me. And I had this conversation with a friend I hadn't seen in years. And he is very much a deep spiritual person. And a lot of days I find myself feeling defeated over little things when it comes to being a parent, right? And kind of feeling down on myself naturally for not exceeding my own expectations. And he challenged me to flip my perspective on that and try to see the positives in the parenting that I am doing, right? So if it's bringing my child to daycare a half an hour late, he said, why don't you think about it like this? You guys got an extra half an hour of sleep that you probably needed, right? So looking at in a negative situation or a situation where you might start to be judgmental on yourself or get down on yourself, starting to look instead at the positive in the situation. Right? And then also recognizing, why am I getting down on myself? Or why do I feel this negative energy around this experience? Well, it's because I feel like I'm not only letting myself down, but I'm letting down other people around me. And we don't want to, whether you are a people pleaser or not, let me just put this out there, because I don't believe I am a people pleaser. However, I do have people pleasing tendencies. None of us want to disappoint people, right? So, if you're supposed to be somewhere on time, or, a friend is anticipating you to come at a certain time somewhere and meet them, or you offered to do someone a favor, right? You don't want to disappoint that person naturally, right? But how can we start to let go a little bit more of other people's perceptions of us or other people's opinions of us? How can we start to release that a little bit more? Because the more we can release, right, it's not our responsibility what others think of us. And so, you know, that for me, even on this podcast, like those of you who listen to this podcast, listen because you get some sort of value. So I would hope you get some sort of value out of listening and tuning in. And that to me means the world, because you're spending a half an hour, an hour with me in your earbuds. And I hope that you take some sort of value into your day. And I don't want to disappoint you as a listener, right? So even for me, taking off the past couple of weeks from the podcast was a challenge, because I know a lot of you guys tune in. I know a lot of you guys listen. And that is hard when people rely on you, when people have expectations of you. And so, you know, I'll let you in on a little bit of what's going on and how the mess is your message, and how if you can embrace a little bit of messiness in your life and take a step back and let go of other people's expectations and perceptions of you for a hot second, everything will be okay. I promise you, right? I saw something a couple weeks ago that Adele came onto social media and said to her fans, everybody who had bought tickets to her show, you know, I'm not a big celebrity follower, so don't quote me on this, but I did see how courageous it was that at her level and at her scale, she got on social media and was vulnerable and courageous enough to say, we are not ready for this show. We are not going to give you a half-assed, understaffed show, because due to COVID, you know, half her staff was out sick and she could not deliver the performance that her fans were anticipating. So she postponed it. And that's not easy as someone, you know, on her level, right? Because that's disappointing a lot of people. But sometimes those hard choices, those hard decisions need to be made for the best interest of not everyone, but for the key players, right? And so when I think about people like that, or people like Simone Biles, right, coming out and saying, hey, for my own mental well-being, for my own mental health, I need to sit this one out. And guess what? The world is going to keep turning. Everybody's going to keep surviving. And y'all can judge me, and you can say what you want, and you can have your opinions. But at the end of the day, you are the main character in your life. And guess what? You get to call the shots. So if you need to take a step back and you need a break mentally and physically, that is okay, right? I think when the pandemic hit, it was actually kind of a cool moment. And excuse me for saying that. Sickness is not a cool moment at all. But the cool thing about the world shutting down was it gave us permission to take a step back, to do nothing for a little while and relax a little bit, stay home, do nothing, enjoy that little bit of break before the world opens back up and the craziness and the chaos starts again, right? So that was an interesting moment in time. So now what's kind of going on in my own life is we are currently totally gutting our first floor of our house and redoing it. And it's been a long time coming. We have had lots of delays, of course, due to COVID, and again, contractors being short-staffed and work being delayed. And so it's finally happening. I am 6 months pregnant at this point. And basically, we knew this was going to happen. We knew our life was going to be uprooted for, you know, a month, 2 months, to be determined, right? We don't really know. And so I have been, you know, I've been staying somewhere else. I've been staying at a family member's house while this work is being done. And I'm going to be honest, it's just kind of been a little bit of a shit show. And life, especially in the first 2 weeks that we were not at home, and especially with a toddler, right? Not being in your own home is one of the hardest things. Not only because, you know, my family member's house is not baby-proof, as mine was, but we're in a new space. And being in a new space takes a little while to get used to. And it's the time of year when everybody has colds and everybody's getting sick. And so dealing with, you know, all of these, this jambalaya of a pot of chaos almost, of uprooting your life and just being forced to what I like to call just kind of survive, it made me really take a step back and be like, okay, there is a moment in time where I am thriving and I am doing all the things. I am keeping up with my meditation practice. I journal because journaling is a very beneficial and helpful outlet for me personally. And this is what I recommend my clients to do because oftentimes journaling is that thing that we need that's like a little bit deeper than therapy, right? Therapy is helpful, but you know, you may only meet with a therapist once a week, every other week. Journaling is something that you can come back to every single day, maybe multiple times a day, and get your feelings on paper, right? And this, you know, this has to do with your mental health. I recommend this to clients when they're starting their fitness journey, right? Especially with mindful eating, journaling can be super helpful because a lot of poor eating habits stem from, you know, our mental health, right? What's going on in your life? Are you stressed out? I found myself over the past couple of weeks snacking, eating mindlessly, not practicing what I normally practice in my own life because of the chaos, because of feeling just sort of all over the place and life being messy, physically and figuratively messy. And so I picked up a book the other day and it's called Life is Messy. And I read the first couple of pages and it just reassured us that this is life. You can try to avoid the mess, or you can acknowledge it and know that no matter what scale it's at, like I said, some people have, you know, really small problems that they're dealing with. Some people have larger problems, catastrophic, life-changing problems. No matter what, where you're at, no matter what scale that quote-unquote mess can be, it's always going to be there. And so acknowledging it and being aware of it and just being aware of what is in your control versus what isn't in your control can be huge and can be really powerful. And so after just reading those few pages of this book, I was like, you know what? It's all good. Life is messy. And choosing to be grateful, choosing to have a positive outlook, choosing to be happy in this present moment, that's all a choice. That's exactly what it is. So, you know, you can let life kind of beat you up like a punching bag, or you can make the thoughtful decision to find the beauty in that mess and that life isn't perfect. Because I think oftentimes, like I said, going back to that thriving versus surviving mode, we can often play the comparison game and look at other people and think they don't have a messy life. Their life is probably perfect. Their home is probably perfect. Their fitness routine is perfect. They don't deal with those struggles that I do. And the truth is actually maybe on a different scale, they do. They do. Right? So surviving versus thriving, giving yourself permission to step back and take a break. I had accepted, right? In those first couple weeks of being uprooted, guess what? I'm not going to be thriving right now. I am not going to be living my best life. And that's okay because this is temporary, right? I could either get mad at the fact that, I can't seem to find a moment for myself because I have a sick daughter and, you know, we're running on 3 hours of sleep and I'm not getting in my meditation. My workouts are half-assed. I'm barely making it right to the gym and I'm barely making time to cook some food for us, right? So it's kind of like you can either beat yourself up about it or you can take a step back and acknowledge it and say, hey, right now, I am not going to be thriving. I may not feel my best, but that's okay because this is temporary. And I know I sound like a robot, but I'm just kind of repeating and reinforcing those really important affirmations that can help when shit seems to be hitting the fan and nothing really seems to be going your way and a million things around us. It feels like it's a tornado around us, but right, how can you find a little bit more internal peace? Because just because your circumstances might feel tornado-like on the outside, your internal peace doesn't have to be uprooted like a tornado. And so that, like I've talked about on this show, brings me back to my theme word of 2022, and that's peace. And so, you know, I always look for ways to incorporate more peace into my life or try to identify what is disturbing my peace and how can I feel a little bit more grounded, right? And oftentimes it's when we get out of that routine, it's when we don't want to put in the work to do the 10-minute meditation or to go for the walk outside or to cook the healthy meals, right? It's when we don't do those small acts of self-love and kindness that we start to really lose it, right? So even if it's just one of those things a day, I often share about that on my social media. If it's like, you know what? My version of self-care today is going to be cooking myself a healthy meal. And while that's something that I feel like is a given, right? That's something that I should be doing not just for one meal, but for every meal, right? I should be eating healthy meals multiple times a day. However, even though that on any day is a given, on the days when I don't have that much to give as far as self-care goes, I let that be enough. And that's okay. So it's something that's hard to acknowledge, but I think acknowledgement and awareness is the first step. And giving yourself a little bit of grace and giving yourself a little bit of permission is the next step, right? So it's constantly a work in progress. But I did want to hop on this episode today and give you guys a little bit of a catch-up episode, a little bit of a refresh, right, after a couple weeks off, and catch you up to speed and hopefully give you some words of wisdom and some words of motivation as well. Because if for whatever reason your life is also feeling messy, maybe you're in a transition, maybe, you know, there is a lot going on the exterior, but that doesn't mean that has to be your interior as well. Give yourself permission to take a step back, to take a break. Know that life is messy, and that's okay because it's temporary. And that there will be phases of life where you are just surviving, but there will be phases of life where you are more so thriving, right? So I hope this episode was helpful. I hope that you enjoyed it. I've missed you guys the past couple of weeks, and I just want to thank you again for being here, for tuning in. If you are enjoying the podcast, what can be really, really helpful is if you leave us a rating, if you leave us a review. That is the one way that more people can discover us. And not only that, but the more listeners that discover us, the more guests that find our podcast and come to me, and I can bring you more experts on the show. So that's the best part about sharing the show, about supporting the show, is it's a win-win situation, because the more we get out there, the more we can bring on some incredible, amazing guest experts. All right, so that's the number one way you can support the show, is go ahead, rate it, review it on Apple Podcasts, or if you listen on Spotify, subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And I would love to hear from you. So if you are loving these episodes, or you maybe have a topic that you would like me to cover a little bit more in depth, I'm happy to do so. You can find me on Instagram at @NatalieFalco_vegfit. That's VEGFIT. You can also find the podcast at Proving It Plant-Based. Also on Instagram, I post episode updates on that Instagram account. And if you love the podcast, go ahead, share it on your stories, maybe tag a friend, send an episode to a friend, share it with them if they need it. Just spread the love, right? All right, you guys, I hope you have an incredible rest of your day, rest of your week. And until next time, I will see you then. Keep on keeping on. Take care. Talk soon.